we are traveling again. The world's opening up a bit and it's fast approaching, and always something to look forward to is midterm break. And joining me now to talk us through some fun options is the person we always turn to when we talk about all things travel, Paul O'Connell from the Irish Independent. Paul, how are you?
I'm doing good. It's nice to be talking about travel again rather than locking down and all the rest of it, isn't it?
I know, but I have to say your Twitter and Instagram account of late has made me rather jealous. You're definitely back out on the road.
I'm back out on the road in Ireland and I am loving it. And I'm going to kind of all sorts of off-radar places I haven't been. I was in Leitrim this week. I was in Monaghan the week before. I've been off-radar in Kerry. I'm just really enjoying it. And the fact when everyone's back to school, you kind of feel like you have places like this to yourself.
I know.
It's gorgeous.
You are finding places that are, as you say, off the beaten track. Like, I never knew of a good few of them. So people, it's well worth checking out at Paul O'Connell on Twitter and Instagram for all of that. Autumn is my favorite time of year, and it's a nice time of year for families to have a breakaway together, as we're just saying, a week off of homework, a week off of routines, all that kind of stuff. And you guys listed 25 midterm Halloween breaks. So let's go through a few of them, and you've got a good few suggestions for holidays at home in Ireland as well, of course.
I do. I have loads. So midterm is October 25th, and it kind of feels far away now when we're all in the thick of all the school and all the rest of it, but that's the next school holiday period where we've got a clean break of a week. We're all kind of hearing anecdotally about friends that have been overseas, and there are new flights starting up, and as you know, places are starting to open. The US is opening in November. Canada is open to fully vaccinated travellers. So foreign travel is on the agenda again, and we're chatting about it in a good mood. We're not kind of afraid of it.
Yeah.
But this is also, it's great, but it's also bringing up the old problem of that the price spikes during the school term. So it is a bit tricky to find a great deal to get overseas to the sun in midterm.
Okay.
But so anyone who's thinking of that, who wants the sun on their back, I'd recommend that they kind of get on it this weekend, get a glass of wine out this evening and just go and have a little look-see for yourself. And you don't have to go for the 7 days. Remember, you can go for 3 or 4 days. You can do a city break is often cheaper than a sun holiday, but a couple of prices I found here, for example, Salou in Spain, which is beside PortAventura, the big theme park there.
Yeah.
The entry rate there is about $529 per person for a week with click and go. Yeah, so if you're a family of four, now that brings it over $2,000, but it's roughly the best deal I can find for 4-star over the midterm. There's another one there to Lanzarote, which everybody loves, 7 nights from $639 per person. Remember, we're including flights.
Yes.
And the 4-star hotel in that. So that, if you were a family of four, that would bring it to $2,500. So it'll depend on your price point, obviously. That's for four people with the flights to the Canaries, with the holidays and that. And there's still camping available.
Yes.
If you're into that, there's a company called Alfresco Holidays. They have options in countries, including France. I was just looking at that. We had it in our midterm break spread. They have a 5-star holiday park that's close to Disneyland Paris.
Right.
I don't know if that will make your ears perk up. Depends what ages your kids are, I suppose. With all the slides and the pools and that, I don't know if you'd need your shorty at that stage, temperature-wise. But the price on that for 7 nights, and I just checked it before I came on to you, over midterm is $500 for a 3-bed mobile home.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You'll have to throw the flights in, remember. I've been looking at flights the week before midterm and the week after, and as sure as Sunday, it's like a little Mount Everest-style bike.
Yeah, I know. As you just said, though, we're expecting that to happen, of course.
Exactly.
But it is definitely, which is why we wanted you on air this morning. It's like, you know, it's not that far away. It is definitely time for people to kind of jump online and look as well. And actually, Paul, you guys had in a really good information in the magazine last weekend as well, that before you travel, of course, always check the restrictions, dfa.ie, gov.ie, and reopen.europa.eu are also really good websites to check out before people travel.
Yeah, they're the best ones you've just listed. I'm glad you did that. So that's stuff like, what's the status for if you're vaccinated?
What is
your kids? What tests do they need to have before you go to the different countries? Is PCR okay or is antigen okay? And remember, you need to tick the boxes when you're coming back into Ireland as well. Don't forget about that. You may need to get the kids tested before you return. But it's on those websites. You just need to kind of relearn it a little bit.
It's just an added step, isn't it, now?
It is. Don't forget to check that your own passports are in date before you pour yourself that glass of wine if you're doing it this week.
Exactly.
Because the last thing you want to do is book the holiday and then get the passports and dust them down and find, oh no, Junior's passport expired.
I know there's one member of our family whose passport has expired. Two of us are okay, one is not. So let's talk about not needing the passport. And I would be much more fond of this idea of jumping into the car within Ireland and traveling somewhere.
Yeah, and we've all been doing that over the summer. I think we like that idea of just not having to worry about the bags on the plane and all the rest of it. And so there is lots going on. The prices do go up around midterm, but if you can book midweek during the week and book for two or three nights, there are lots of nice deals available. And remember, this is Halloween as well.
Yes.
Will I throw a couple of them at you?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, in County Leash, there's a lovely glamping site called Glamping Under the Stars, and they've got really nice, quirky accommodations. Some of them kind of look like hobbit holes built into the earth.
Oh,
they've
wow.
They've got, I just checked before I came on to you, one of them left for two nights over the holidays for $399. That sleeps a family of up to six.
Wow.
In Causey Farm, I don't know if you've been to it. It's a lovely farm in Meath where I've been there with my son in the summer, and they make the most lovely ice cream, and they kind of change the farm into a themed layout depending on the season. Halloween, they're going to have a scarecrow corn maze, broomstick rides, hay rides, magician storytelling, all the rest of it. And nearby, the Knightsbrook Hotel in Trim has a two-night B&B and family pizza package.
Available. Lovely. That's really sweet.
That's a nice one. And one or two other quick ones for you. In Enniscrone, County Sligo, I'm looking at the Ocean Sands Hotel. They've got a midterm family Halloween offer as well. Both of those hotels are kind of in and around, depending on the dates you book, you're looking at for two nights for a family of four with one dinner. I know not everyone fits that perfect equation, but just to give you an idea, it's about $450 to $550, depending. One other idea for you. In Louth, if people even wanted to do a day trip up from Dublin, there's a new trail called the Sea Louth Trail, sealouth.ie, and they've done this fun thing where you can get a passport and collect stamps as you visit different things along the way.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's like attractions like the Greenway, there's a maze along it, there's a couple of blue flag beaches that you could get to before it gets too chilly. So there's really is a lot going on. And I always encourage people, don't get discouraged about the prices. If you can't stay overnight, why not plan a day trip and a nice lunch out and do a few trips from your home. That's what we often do and then come home and have a nice takeaway or something after.
I think that's really lovely. And I mean, like, I think if anything that's come out of the last 2 years, Paul, is just this appreciation of all the amazing places that we have in Ireland and all the wonderful places to visit and the hikes and the outdoor things that we can do. And of course, it's obviously getting a little bit colder, but you know, there's just so many wonderful, wonderful places. And I'm glad that you mentioned actually Louth and Leitrim, because I feel like they don't get necessarily the love that they should sometimes, but I'm really been drawn to, you know, Leitrim and Westmeath in particular over the summer because of lake swimming and all that kind of stuff. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, it has. And I was in Westmeath on the Royal Canal Greenway, which kind of officially opened this year. And this week I'd never done it before. I cycled from Leitrim Village up to Drumshanbo, just along the Blue Way there. And there's a portion of it that comes out over Acres Lake on a floating boardwalk. It's just gorgeous.
Unbelievable. That was the thing that got me most jealous, you posted.
It was hammering rain. So I felt like, oh my God. By the time I got to the end of it, I luckily had my waterproofs, but at the end of the trail was the Drumshanbo Gin Distillery, where they have a new cafe. So I kind of popped in there and got a cuppa and got a bite of lunch. I love this. I love getting off radar like that and finding places that you don't normally see.
That's my favorite as well. That's why I was very, very glued to your social media channels this last week. So that's fabulous information. We'll put all of this up as a podcast if anybody missed anything. And Paul, thank you so much as always for your time. And yes, definitely check dfa.ie, gov.ie, and reopen.europa.eu if you're thinking of booking something overseas.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Great to be talking so optimistically about it again, Alison.
I know.
Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Talk soon. Take care. Bye.
Bye.